Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're lucky I wear clothes at this point.
Yeah, I just somehow knew that that was going to be turned into audio that we either played for the people or kept to use later. And you saw what happened. Thanks to Russ Dorsey for joining us for that last hour. Thanks to Cody Westerlund for joining us to talk about Billy Donovan's likely extension. And also, thanks to our guest, Vinny Rotino from Milwaukee, joining us and always having some fun talking baseball as well. Thanks to everybody who listened. And also our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to our video crew, Brian Gertsch helping out, Connor O'Donnell, of course, on Twitch. And now we bring in Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's happening? So what should be the criteria for a Billy Donovan extension?
Success in developing players and moving forward to the playoffs.
I want some incentives.
Not play-in, playoffs.
Yeah, like playoff series win incentives, I think, should be in there.
Because he is developing players, and yeah. He has this pivot to the style, and he's made their pace like a big calling card in their characteristics. He's probably made them better than the sum of their parts through his coaching.
The one thing I would put in that, if we're talking about incentive clauses, is just maybe you get the full weight of the contract if you can find a way to defeat Eric Spoelstra in the postseason.
Ooh.
Does the play-in count?
Sure, that's the postseason.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say playoffs for a reason. And look, I like Billy Donovan as a coach. I think he is a good coach. I do not know that I can say he is a great coach. But good coach with this, whatever they have coming forward, I don't know what they're going to have next year, but I'm looking more at the front office right now. Billy Donovan is not my problem. My problem is, what are they doing? Cody Westerlund was on with us, and I was like, they cannot sign that man without him signing an offer sheet elsewhere.
Giddy.
Unless it's $20 million. And I'm like, okay, cool. $20 million, I can do that.
Yeah, that's what you gave Patrick Williams.
Yeah, that's why I can do that.
You've got to let the market dictate the price, especially when you know that there's a limited amount of suitors.
So it's hard to gauge on what Billy's criteria should be when he's being given a certain amount of groceries and a certain style of groceries. But do you guys agree that he made this team better than the sum of their parts last year, even though they weren't that good, but they were better?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the reason they made the play-in game.
Yes.
He could have easily said, this is what we've been doing all season up until those last 20 games, continued to do that, and maybe now a top three pick belongs to the Chicago Bulls.
I did love the laughter of Nick Friedell yesterday in our 5 o'clock hour when he was wondering, why are you keeping Billy Donovan? If the Knicks are going to offer you anything, go ahead and let him go.
I think there's an argument for that.
Yeah, there definitely
which
is.
Which is why, to me, like, it...
I like Billy. I respect the hell out of Billy.
I love Billy.
But I get, like, look where you are. Like, if you were a clear-thinking front office and the Knicks found a way to offer you something.
Where do you think they think they are? That's the real issue, is not where they are. It's where they think they are. That is the issue here with the Chicago Bulls.
Who do you
Bulls.
Think you are? I am.
Well, that's kind of been the AK attitude, right?
That was with a championship of that tournament on the line.
That's right.
We can't say the same.
Yeah, but he was yelling at a 12-year-old, right? Isn't that the...
If there's one thing I learned in covering professional bowling, it's that you assume characters almost like pro wrestling.
I forgot that you covered professional bowling.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Bolero for NBC. Like actual big, big NBC sports.
Yeah. God, I'm flashing back to my early childhood when Chris Schenkel on the ABC broadcasts on
Wide
the
World
70s.
Of Sports.
Wide World of Sports, yep. and other such ABC weekend programming. And now I'm picturing you, Layla Rahimi, on those bowling lanes. What was that like? What were the athletes like to cover?
Well, you can't be afraid of... There are multiple takes because you're in front of a live studio audience. And if they don't like how something went with an intro or whatever, and maybe it's you, maybe it's the other people involved in the broadcast, maybe it was something else, you do it again. And so you get real used to just kind of playing off that audience part of it, who kind of knows what they're in for. And then the bowlers are the same way. Some of them are... you know, outstanding at their craft. Like everybody who gets to that level usually is. Shout out to Sean Rash. He's a local bowler based out of here who's on the PBA tour. And
it's about time we covered bowling on The Score.
Honestly. But no, it is something where you do.
Pro bowling.
There are characters and there is a showmanship element to it. And you have to play along with that. That's a big part of it.
Did you ever cover, what's the guy? Is it Kyle Troop? Is it the dude with the white dude with the big afro?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I don't think I remember him.
He was part of that. He was part of that Bolero Elite series. Yeah, he was a lot of fun to talk to.
He always would wear like funky clothes too. Mm.
Yes.
Personality driven.
Well, and they have like the jerseys that they have are usually all their sponsors and stuff like that.
How about Ernie McCracken? Did you ever cover Ernie McCracken in his time?
He was great.
I did not. Great.
Can't believe that Jackass took off the hand of that guy.
I can.
Yeah.
It was scripted.
It was definitely scripted.
Like wrestling?
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe
all
so.
That good stuff. Mm. So what? You've had bowling. You've covered Olympic hockey, Atlantic 10 tournament basketball.
Yes.
What other like satellite things have you covered?
I mean, for broadcasts. I've obviously
not
filmed,
when you were one man banding.
Yeah, I filmed a lot of stuff just because that's work. I haven't done any fishing. No, I think probably the most unusual assignment was the bowling, but it's a big deal. Bowling takes up a lot of space on a lot of sports networks.
Is there something that you love that you wish you could cover? Because what you've done NASCAR too.
Yeah,
you've done the marathon,
right? That's the official broadcast. NASCAR was not official broadcast. NASCAR was just specials. And I do a lot of like events involving NASCAR now because I, you know, have covered it for so long.
So do you want to go like cover MMA or like a boxing match or something like that? What's on the list?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to think about it. NBC has they have announcers who are really good at covering what they call action sports, you know, like the bowling, if you will, or the world's strong. Oh, yeah, I did the world's strongest man. I did the bench press on Marquee with Ryan Dempster. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. They're trying to set a record, right?
That actually was a lot of fun, where we tried to see if this guy could bench press, I forget what the number was exactly, over 800
It was
pounds.
A big number. I just remember
I could
that.
See Demp being great.
But he didn't get it up, right?
No, unfortunately. But he got really close. Yeah. And so, like, that's
a personal question, Marshall. My God.
Hey! So that was really interesting. But yeah, there are people who are really good at that type of stuff. Yeah. Like, I do love the strongman contests.
Yeah.
Or like Jason Minetti calling, was it log rolling? Or like, what do you call it when you balance on a log?
Yeah, that's log rolling. And he also loves lacrosse.
Yeah, I have an affinity for the sport, is what he will tell you.
I covered the lacrosse championships at the link. I feel like that's initiation into NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was not on the game broadcast, but that was one of our coverages because they hosted the national championship.
The national lacrosse championship is always at Lincoln Financial Field. And the tailgate is quite the scene.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Most obscure thing is more obscure, but it was. I've also covered a national championship. I did play-by-play for the national championships for college spike ball.
Yes.
Oh, spike ball. That's the little yellow ball.
Yes, on the like little trampoline. Athens, Georgia. We had to move like last second inside because of severe weather, and we did it in the gym.
I see people playing that game, it looks like an ACL destruction machine.
Oh, no.
It's like, I am drunk, but I'm going to be playing spike ball and making awkward steps.
I think that's a fair thing to say, especially if you're playing on a beach.
Yes.
Because it's a big beach game. And, you know, sand can be uneven, and you're going side to side, diving.
Right. Since you brought us there.
Tag. Pro tag would be team, one I'd want to cover.
Team beach.
And your
Let me tell you why. When it's an ocean, not just the lake, but it team beach if it's an ocean. The power and the majesty of the waves, and when you go out there and you dive into the waves, did you guys, if you grew up near oceans, or I mean, like letting the waves carry you in and feeling the power of the ocean and feeling like you can kind of conquer it, even if you're not surfing or body surfing, but even just swimming in it is so cool. And it feels like it's the moon's gravity, man. It's insane. That's what's causing the tides. So you feel interstellar and galactic when you're out there letting the ocean push you around. Oh. There's nothing like that.
Okay, all that, and then you have to step into the sand when you come off.
That's not ideal, which is why you have to either have a house or be staying with someone who has a house with an outdoor shower. The outdoor shower is essential for a beach experience.
Counterpoint?
Yes.
Stadium swim.
That's a good counterpoint.
Do they have a swim up bar?
Yes.
Oh,
they've got.
Actually, no.
Yeah, they do.
No swim up bar.
The bar comes to you.
The bartender comes to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But there is a place where you can bet and be in the water at the same time at Stadium Swim. Yes, it's in the little back there behind where the bartenders are. There's a whole thing back there.
I'm doing that.
This is what I want.
It's fun. We will have a good time.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, when are you guys going? I'll go.
In August?
I want to go.
Right. Oh, I think we are going. We got one going later.
Yeah,
we might be going sometime.
Oh, you want to go with them? Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on?
I like both Marshall and Layla.
Oh, okay, but you don't want to go with us.
I like you guys.
I also can go with the show.
I don't know.
Hey, remember that time?
If you go with them first, you can't go with us.
Remember that time we went to stadium with everybody? With
Layla first.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We didn't not mean to cause discord. Is this Boston Red Sox level discord?
Oh, you didn't mean to cause discord, huh? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's. I didn't mean to.
What are you laughing about, Layla?
Oh, Matthew Devers over here?
Yeah, Matthew Devers.
I don't want to play first base. You didn't ask. You didn't ask me right up front. Uh-huh. So why am I not going to do that?
It's going to be hilarious when he plays first base for the Giants.
Dude, it's going to be amazing. When he plays first base against the Red Sox for the Giants.
That's going to be absolutely hilarious. Here's what we got going on today's show.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Nico Horner in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we got to get out of here.
Dude,
huh?
He's going to join us.
Nico's been to Rinaldi's today.
He's been working on his pizza.
Oh, yeah.
No, he has?
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
We got pictures and everything.
Dang.
I hope they're pepperonis and pineapples.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
We've got an update on that. Jed Hoyer will be on the show today at 3 o'clock.
He has not been to Rinaldi's.
I hope he has a pizza, too.
I imagine he has been
to the Red Sox.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not today.
Right, but in general, I'm sure he has.
He has been to the Red Sox.
He has been to the Red Sox, and we are going to ask him a little bit about that, too. Then there's a bunch of Illini football players that are just going to come and hang out with us, including Josh Kreutz. He's going to be here, and Gabe Akis is going to be here, and Josh Getzky is going to be here.
Brett Bielema was on the morning show.
I know.
Everything's coming up Illini.
We're not anti-Illini. I like the Illini. What happened here?
We'll get it straightened out before Big Ten Media Day. Midday show straightened out.
You got Russ Dorsey in a tank top for an hour. You guys are good.
Sun's out, guns out. So that's what we're going to do on today's show, and we're going to start it up, us talking a little bit about the Cubs and the Brewers after Tanny's Open, next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.